Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvaysav. So simply, Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvaysav means that we come Kaddish through doing mitzvahs. That the Yid has something special to himself that Goyim don't have. That even if Goyim do mitzvahs, they don't come Kaddish through doing mitzvahs. But a Yid is able to make Kaddish himself and he comes Kaddish through doing mitzvahs. That he could uplift his body, that his Guf HaBahami could come Kaddish through doing mitzvahs. David Ram adds another pshat, Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvaysav, to mean that Hashem was Mekaddish Kal Yisrael through the mitzvahs. A Kedushin happened through the mitzvahs. As the Pasuk says, Barastichli be'emuna. Barastichli be'emuna. Hashem says, Barastich is Lashon Eris in the Kedushin. Kedushin means Mekaddish. Barastich li be'emuno, Hashem was Mekaddish Kal Yisrael through doing the mitzvahs. Because emuna means mitzvahs. Therefore, the pshatim, when we daven and we say Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvaysav by all brachas, means that Hashem was Mekaddish us as a Lashon of Kedushin, as a form of Kedushin, with his mitzvahs. V'tzivanu. So the Mefarshim explained that even though Netilas Yadayim is only a Derabanan, we say V'tzivanu because there's a Itzur, a Lav of Leisaser, that tells us that we have to keep Derabanans. The Rekeach says that there are 13 words in the Bracha of Netilas Yadayim. They correspond to the 13 words in the two Pesukim of Shalavichi V'yagedcha Zekinecha V'yemerlach, which is this concept. Since Netilas Yadayim is a mitzvah that's midrabanan, so the obligation to do it is from these psukim. Therefore, it's merum is this fact that we have to listen to the chachamim. Al Netilas Yadayim, on the washing of the hands. That simply, we should really say Al Rechitzas Yadayim. Why do we say Al Netilas Yadayim? So in this, there's a machlokes rishonim to explain why it's called Netilas Yadayim, its correspondence to the kli that they used for washing at the time of the Chazal, that was called a Natla. Some Rishonim learn that the Netilas Yadayim got its name Netilas Yadayim because they used this Natla keli to wash their hands. And others learn that the reason the Natla got its name was because it was used for Netilas Yadayim. So if Netilas Yadayim got its name because they used a Natla keli for it, then we understand why it's called Netilas Yadayim and not Rechitzas Yadayim. But if the name Natla came from Netilas Yadayim, we have to understand why it says Netilas Yadayim and not Rechitzas Yadayim. So the Yaivet says, because Chazal wanted to teach you, they wanted that part of the halachas of Netilas Yadayim is that it has to be ba mikrech gavra. You need a person to pour it, and you can't just stick your hands into the water. Therefore, we say alash Netilas Yadayim and not rechitzas Yadayim to tell you this halacha that has to be natal, has to be taken and poured on top of it. Therefore, we say Netilas Yadayim. Mesham Shel Fal Hirsh has another mahalach, more machshavadik, and Rishon Shapingas expounds on this mahalach a little bit, that Netilas Yadayim means the uplifting of the hands. The hands get uplifted through washing them. Meaning, through washing our hands, we uplift our hands. First of all, we take away the ruach ra from them, which is the first step. But Netilas Yadayim doesn't just refer to the washing of the hands. But the mitzvahs of Maisim Tovim of Tzadikim are referred to in the Pesukim and in Chazal as Maisi Yadayim. Maisi Yadayim Kainuneu, Maisi Yadayim Shal Tzadikim is the mitzvahs of Maisim Tovim. So we're saying that we're uplifting our Maisi Yadayim, we're uplifting the doings of our hands, that they should be uplifted. The Rekeach says another remez for the 13 words in the Bracha, that it's also remez for the pasuk. Su yidechem kodesh shavachas Hashem ve'echetz merkayin kapai. That between the two psukim, there's 13 words. The Malbim explains this pasuk su yidechem kodesh. Ubarachas Hashem, that su yidechem kodesh, we should mekadesh our hands, we should make them holy, meaning the ma'aseh yadayim, what we do, our actions, we should be, do our actions should be kodesh, su yidechem, because yadayim refers to the ma'aseh yadayim, our actions should be, what we do, our actions should be kodesh, we should make ourselves kodesh, ubarachas Hashem, and then we're able to properly be mevarach Hashem. That could be the reason that the Mefarshim asked why the ma'aseh yadayim and Hashiyatza were put together with davening, if really they don't really have an exact shaychus, they're not really part of davening, but the brachas on the washing of our hands and going to the bathroom, that was really in the beginning, before davening. So why is the masakin not davening? But like this, it could be explained very well, because the pasuk says, "Suyidechem kaidish uvirchas Hashem," that if a person should be mekadosh himself, and then he's able to mivarch Hashem at least a better level, even though everybody could daven, but there's more birchas Hashem that could come from a person that makes his yadayim, his actions, kodesh. So therefore, Netilas Yadayim, which resembles this, according to Sham Shafal Hirsch, that's why we say Lashon Netilas Yadayim, because it's not just the physical washing of our hands, which takes away even the Ruach Ra, the spiritual, but it resembles much more than that, that we uplift our hands and our actions. Therefore, that's the prerequisite for davening, that it should be in a better eifin, that it should be Su yadechem kaidish, the person and his ma'aseh yadayim should come kaidish, and then he could be baruchu es Hashem properly. The next bracha is the bracha of Asher Yatzar. Now the bracha of Asher Yatzar is unique, that the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch both dedicate a siman to explaining that the words of Asher Yatzar, something that they don't do for other brachas. It's something to keep in mind about the bracha of Asher Yatzar. It's unique in this regard that the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch both explained the meaning of this bracha. We say in the bracha Asher Yatzar es ha'adam. So the reason we start off Asher Yatzar, why do we say Lashon of Yatzar? So there's the side from the Kadmainim that Reb Chaim Vlozhna and the Yavetz bring down in different places, that there's a difference between the word Yatzar and the word Bara. Yatzar Yitzira refers to a creation of Yesh Miyesh. Bara refers to a creation of Yesh Me'ayin. So when Adam Harishon was made, Ofer Min Adama, Adam Harishon, this creation, was a Yesh Miyesh. Therefore it says, Asher Yatzar is for Adam, that a person was, that Hashem created a person with Lashon of Yitzira, because he was created a Yesh Miyesh. Bechachma. And the explanation of Bechachma, starting from the Rishonim, there are different pshatim. The basic pshat in the Rishonim, based on the Medrash, means Bechachma, that a person is made with many nekavim in him, like the bracha will say, and inside of him he has a neshama. Now usually, the derek is that when you have a keli with many holes in it, things fall out of the hole. But Hashem created a neshama in a guf that's full of nekavim, and still it doesn't fall out. That is the chachma. The Rekech says that the chachma is that a person has chachma in one pshat, that Hashem gave a person the chachma, and the reason the person has chachma is to learn Torah. The Rekech says another pshat, that Asher Yatzar es Adam b'chachma, is like the other pshat, that the creation of the person was b'chachma, and the reason is because a person is an olam katod, and kedmus ha'olam is the dmus of the Adam, and so too is the creation of the Mishkan. The Rekech says all three things. I think it's for this reason that we find that a person has Remach Evar Mishasai Gidim connected the mitzvahs to say and the mitzvahs leisa say. Because Kuchabrichu Estakul Bereisu Bar Alma, Hashem looked at the Torah and he created the world. And if a person's a small world, so his being also resembles the Torah, because it's the same blueprint for the person and for the world, and that the blueprint of both is for the Torah. Therefore, there's within him to resemble the Torah, and therefore he has Ramach Evar, which is Sagidim, to resemble the Mitzvah's essay and the Mitzvah, to correspond to the different Mitzvah's essays and Mitzvah's Leis essays. the Magid Tzaddik, the Plotzker, the Talmud of the Goyim in his Siddur Shaar Rachmim, says another pshat in Asher Yotzar Sa'adam B'Chochma, why it's said specifically by Asher Yotzar, and what the Chochma is. It's based on the Kapitel Chof Ches in the Cheskel, with the Medrash over there. That the Medrash says, the Pasuk says, starting off, that Hashem told Yecheskel ben Adam, Emor l'negid Tsar, tell the ruler of Tsar who was Chiram. And Chiram was around from the times of David HaMelech till Yecheskel. He was ruled for 400 plus years. Koyamar Hashem l'ekim, so Hashem said, Yan gov l'ibcho, your heart was haughty, but timer. El Ani, he said he's an Avodah Zarah. And he said, Yishavti b'lev yam, I sat like Hashem in the middle of the yam. So Hashem told him back, V'ata Adam v'layel, you're a person, you're not an Avodah Zarah. And the Navi goes on, and the Navi says, and the way the Medrash explains it, Ben Adam saw Kina el Melech Tzar. What happened was, this that we said before, that he was Moshe b'lev yamim, he made 40 pillars, metal pillars, in the middle of the yam, gigantic metal pillars, and on top of that he put a platform with 7 layers to correspond to the 7 shemayims. And on top of that he built himself a kisei, and he had in the kisei a system of jewels that when he would shake it, it would make a loud noise through the echo, and it would sound like thunder, and there would be flashes of light from the golden, from the diamonds, and that would look like lightning. And he said he was an Avodah Zarah. So Hashem told Yecheskel to go up and give him musar and tell him he's not an Avodah Zarah. Yecheskel said, how am I supposed to get up there? So Ben Adam saw Kina al Melech Tzar, the Medrash says Hashem blew him up with the wind to the Melech Tzar. Then the Pasuk says, in Pasuk Gimel, Meleches tupecho un kovecho. So Rashi brings down, it's based on the Gemara in Bava Basra, Dafayin Hey, and the Medrash explains it in more detail. When he went up, Chira Melech Tzor told Yecheskel, what do you mean I should stop it? I'm an Avodah Zarah, I'm the real deal. He says, the proof is, there was 21 Malachim based David in this time span, and I outlived them all, I'm 400 plus years. You see that I'm godly, I'm not a person. So Yecheskel told him back, that Hashem saw you, and He created the digestive system of a person, that when a person excretes himself, it's in such a way that melaches tupecha, that it makes noises, unkavecha, and then the excretion comes out through his body in a way that's not so pleasant, that a person shouldn't be too haughty, he's human. Because really Hashem could have made it like they were in the Dara Midbar, that they didn't have to, when they ate the man, they didn't have to go to the bathroom. But Hashem made it in such a way, not that Yecheskel told him, that a person should have to not be able to live like that, but he should have to excrete the psalus of the oichel from his body in a not such a pleasant way, an embarrassing way, in order that a person shouldn't come too haughty about himself ever. That's why Hashem made it, so people shouldn't do this. Should come haughty and think of himself as an Avodah Zarah like Chira Melech Tzur. So he says, that's what we say, Asher Yotzar Sa'adam B'Chochma, Hashem created a person with Chochma, that in the creation of a person was Chochma, that he should never come too much of a Balgaiva. What was that Chochma? Uvar Avoy Nekavim Nekavim. He made in him holes, the Nekavim that he has to go to the bathroom with, that is the Chochma that Hashem created a person with, that he couldn't come too haughty because he has these physical needs that he has to take care of, that shows him that he's nothing too special. The refer to holes, that is the like the mouth, the nose, the ears, those are nekavim. The Magid Tzaddik explains, based on what we said before, that a nekev is daima to bria, because it's not a tangible. A nekev is a it's an ayin, it's not a tangible. Therefore, we say a lashon of bria and a nekev, because it's an ayin by mamish, not the lashon of itzira. But we say bria because it's an ayin by mamish. Now, as a side point, just to show how meduktik all the words of the brachas and the tefillas are, and the tzugang that the gedolei hapaiskim went with it, the Taz in Yerdeya brings a safek, if an animal is born with a nekev in one of the places that makes it a treifa, is it a treifa or not? In order to be called a treifa, does it have to be born like that? Does it have to have gotten it afterwards? Or even if it was born like that, it's considered a treifa. So the Taz says that if it was born like that, it's not called a nekev. A nekev is only considered something that came afterwards. But what it was born with will not be called a nekev. And therefore it will not be a treifa. The Nei Behudo is a dogum of Hovo. And Yeradea disagrees with the Taz, and he brings a raya from Asher Yotzer. He says, we say in Asher Yotzer, Ravar Avoy Nikovim Nikovim. Hashem created Nikovim in a person. Nikovim refers to the mouth, the nose, the ears. These holes is what a person is born with. So we see the Lashon Nekev could refer to even a hole that a person was born with. Now the reason we say Nikovim Nikovim is because there's many holes in a person's body. The Gaon says that every Aver and every Sar, even every Hear, have Nekavim in it. Chalulim, Chalulim. So the Rishayim explain, it's brought down in Tur, at Shulchan Aruch, we say Chalulim, Chalulim, not Chalalim, Chalalim, that they're hollow, because we're not, the hollowness is not a creation. But Chalulim, Chalulim refers to Evarim, Shehem, Chalulim. We have in us Evarim that are hollow on the inside, main, the heart, the stomach, there are Evarim Chalulim, they're Evarim that have a hollowness in them. That is the creation. The creation is the Evarim that are hollow, that they have a hollowness inside of them. And the reason we peak Chalulim twice, because Chalulim one time is Gematria of 124. The Mem is 40, the two Lamed is 60, is 100, the Yud is 10, is 110, the Ches is 8, is 118, and the Vav is 6, is 124. Times 2 is 248. There's 248 Evarim in a person. Now, Farshim explained that really we should be Meshabech Hashem specifically for each and every Aver that we have. We don't do for every single Aver, but to resemble that, we're saying the Kavim for all the Evarim that have, the Kavim in us, Chalulim, Chalulim, 200, which resembles the 248 Evarim that we have. Therefore, we say the double Ashen. By both of them, to thank Hashem for the 248 Evarim that we have, to make a bracha for the 248 Evarim that we have for each and every Aver, really should require a bracha, and therefore we allude to all the different Evarim that we have in our bracha of Asher Yatzar for this reason.